start your day the Torah way? Rabbi Yossi Cohen.
We're holding once again by the two most crucial, critical days of the year, Erev Yom Kippur and Yom Kippurim. Baruch Hashanah Yikasevon, the gezeiros which have been handed down to each and every one of us have already been written, ready, waiting to be sealed and signed. By the end of tomorrow night, it'll be Kosu V'Chosum, Chosmeinu, it'll be signed and sealed exactly whatever's going to happen to us in the coming year. That's the end of Ne'ilah. Till then, B'Yodeinu, we have the possibility and the ability to change that Ksiva, Sayyidina Mefarshim, the Gevaldige Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we can, through our actions, through our tshuva, we can have that rewritten. With tshuva, we can rip up the first ksiva, and there'll be, till the end of Ne'ilah, there could be a new ksiva and a new chasima. We can change the whole thing. Who knows what's in store? Very difficult to know. We can only view from the past year. Alaves nach devot, Aryeh shag milo yiro, when the lion roars, Aryeh elul Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaKippurim, Shana Rabba. Someone asked Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, why does it say Aryeh Shoag? It should say Aryeh Shoyeg. Shoyeg, the lion is roaring when we're now b'tzumam of the Yomei Hadin. What's the past? So he said, no. He said that when a person reviews and thinks back what happened over the past year and realizes that everything that happened during the past year is something which was decreed and designated with Yom Neroim last year, then it's Aryeh Shag. It's last year's Aryeh which gets us scared. If you think about what we went through during the year, Kol HaChodefim Ashehu and Klal Yisrael as a whole. And who knows what's in store the next year for us? And as somebody once said, you see a roaring lion, then you get scared. We once saw someone standing in front of a lion, and the lion was roaring away, and he had a big smile on his face and enjoying every minute of it. How can that be? The answer was because he was in the zoo, and there was a big barrier between him and the lion. Massive barrier. So he wasn't scared at all. Standing there enjoying the lion. Yeah? So that's the problem, Rabbi Yisai. If there's a mechitza between us and the Aryeh, between the Emes Adin, then that mechitza, we can look at it and say, very nice Rosh Hashanah, nice, dipping like an apple in the honey, and everything is very sweet and nice and pure, and more than that not, it doesn't have the necessary effect on us. So in order that the Aryeh should be shayig, you've got to remove the mechitzas which are there. What are the mechitzas? The pasuk says in Kisova in the Teuchacha, Yakva Hashem v'shigoin uve'ivoroin uve'simhoin levav. Shigoin means madness, ivoroin means blindness, and what does simhoin levav mean? So the Mashkiach v'chaska z'chayin levracha said that this is also a remez for Yomei Adin. Yakva Hashem v'shigoin. Madness. You know, he said, not madness is. Madness is when a person is holding before Yom Kippur, and in who knows what's in store for him the coming year. And he just takes life easy, and everything's fine, and void, and he's looking forward to it. That's called shigoin. Madness. Because they're waste. You've got a chance to do tshuva. You've got a chance to correct things. You've got a chance to have a new ksiva. And you're just taking life easy. That's something which is absolute shigoin. Uve'ivoroin. Why do we take life easy? Because we think back to the past year and we say, no, Mistoma, I'm okay. After all, what did I do wrong already? I davened and I learned and I gave tzedakah. Can we go in and get to eat? So what's so bad? See, that's ivoroin. That's blindness. Because somehow We only see everything good, and we turn a blind eye to our faults. We don't see any faults. We take it, don't see. You see everybody else's faults, but you don't see. Yena daven this, yena night this, yena give this to stock. But I'm fine, Jack. You know, I'm okay, no problem. That's Ivoroi. And finally, Simon Levov. What does Simon Levov mean? There's a Rashi earlier on, but the Pasuk uses that word as well, not in the Teuchah. And Rashi says there that Simon Levov is Lev Otum, when a person's heart is blocked. Blocked. So persons, in the same way as you can have a physical heart of a person which is blocked. A person chashom suffers from cholesterol, so it's very dangerous, and he has to make sure, because cholesterol can be a silent killer, as they say. And you have to make sure to take medication to sort it out. Similarly, a person who has a spiritual ruchnius dika oitem halev, his heart is blocked. There's a simoin levov. He doesn't feel it. Doesn't get nervous when it comes to Amos Adin. He doesn't hear the lion roaring. He doesn't get scared of it. Why not? Why? What's wrong with me? There's a simoin levov. Why is there a simoin levov? Because unfortunately, chatoim averos cause a timtum halev, say Chazal. Chazal dash in the pasuk when it meisem when it tamtem bom. Gemara Yuma that a person's heart gets blocked, and the only eita is we have to try and unblock our hearts. So inspire ourselves in the way that we can taka, hear the Ari Yeshoag, feel the Emes Adin, know what's at stake in the coming year, and thereby be able to do something about it. We say in Slichas, Noi b'chesed, v'loi b'masim b'anu l'fanecha, g'dalim u'cheroshim, dafaknu l'nasecha. We said it again and again and again. Rabbeinu Shleilam, don't come to you with chesed, kindness, with ma'asim tovim, g'dalim u'cheroshim. Like poor people, we knock on the door. Yeah? Why do they have to say, just say, we come to you, what's this door knocking got to do with it? Well, what are we trying to learn out from this door knocking? We knocked on the door. The Lublino Magid gave the following marshal. Rino Magid, he said, there was a man who was a wholesaler, manufacturer, and he used to sell to the retailers on credit. And he gave very, very good terms. He was a very good man. And he gave them good prices so that they could make an excellent profit on it by selling further. And they only had to pay once a year. Once a year they came along and paid. So that everybody was very happy to do business with him. He was a good sort of boss. But one tanai he made, one tanai. That is, that day of the year when they came to pay, they had to pay in cash. Only cash, pay out for the whole thing, and then he gave them schoira again for the next year, and a year later they had to pay again in cash, on the day. That was the only condition. Everybody was very happy to keep to his terms, because they all gained from it. It was a win-win situation. And one day, one of the retailers who used to buy from him, never had a schoira, and his whole business shop burned down, he lost the schoira. And he even lost the ledgers of all the people who owed him money. He couldn't even claim the money with all the bills. But he was very scared what's going to be. The day of reckoning is coming, and he has to pay his manufacturer, his supplier. And he didn't want to lose out, but he didn't want to stop doing business with him, because he needed schoira from him. He needed for the coming year. How's he going to make ponos for the coming year? So on that day, he joined everybody else, and everybody else went inside, all happy with their cash. Now he knew what he was going to do. So he scrambled together a few loans from people, managed to get a bit of cash, and then he got post-dated checks, and he himself wrote out for himself a promissory note, he's going to pay eventually. And it came like that, came with this bundle of paper, or whatever it was, bills and checks and money to pay. Everybody else went inside, paid the money, sat there by his desk, by his beautiful big mahogany desk, and people came in, people came out, and he ended up, the deal was the deal, you pay money on the day, and that's it. And he stood by the door. People went out and looked at him, Nebuch, he's in trouble. Everybody was gone. So the man that gets up, the manufacturer, the supplier, the wholesaler, and he was going to close the door, and he says, fellow standing by the door. He said, Shalom Aleichem, I'm waiting for you. You're on the list. Come inside. So he said, no, I can't come inside. He said, why not? You know, you want to pay. Don't tell me you haven't got to pay. You know, you got to pay. He said, no, I can't come inside to pay. I need you to come outside and see what's going on in my shop, and see my burned shop, and see that I've got nothing left. And I've got nothing to pay you. All I've got is some post-dated checks to pay you with. That's all I've got. That's why I need you to come outside. I can't even come out inside proudly to say, here I am paying what I owe you, and therefore having credit for next year. I don't have that. Because I don't have that. I can't fulfill the conditions I'm supposed to have to be able to pay on time and pay the way with the right things, with cash. A chomdish can cash. Please, Rabbi Shem, come outside and see our sorry state, how we don't have mitzvahs and masim tovim, lo yivachesed, v'lo yivamasim banu lefanecha, that we should be able to approach you proudly and say, Rabbi Shem, yes, we deserve a good year. Leider, Nebuch, we don't. And therefore, the sechot afak narachu mechanon. Rabbi Shem, all we can do is stand by the door and knock. Please come out and have a look at our sorry state. And that's what we say. Gedalim v'charoshim dofaknu de la secha, asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for rachu mechanon. So the matzav is, the Yom HaDin is imminent, and there's going to be a chasima. And one thing we know, we say that in davening, tshuva, utfilo, utstoka, ma'avirin es raya gzera. So even if there is a raya gzera, achmanu nitzlon, that we have, the tools we have, we note, because Chazal told us, tshuva, utfilo, utstoka, ma'avirin es raya gzera. Baran Lev Zechon Livracha asked the following shaila. We know we have these three things. Does it mean that we need to have all these three things? Shuva, tefillah, tzedakah, to be ma'aveh rea gzeira? Or could each one on its own work? Shuva on its own, tefillah on its own. Tefillah on its own, and tzedakah on its own. What does it mean? So you prove from Chazal, Meredith, all there in Chazal. Chazal tell us, Mor Hashan Yudzayin on the base, Kodesh Baruch Hu was in this atef. He wrapped himself in a talis and showed Moshe Rabbeinu Kev Yochel. And he said, this is the derech, the way a person should daven, tefillah. Hera loyle Moshe seida tefillah, the Yud Gimel Midas. And if you do that, so this says the Gemara, say Chazal, if you do that, then there's a bris, krusa, sh'einoi chizeres reka. You are guaranteed to be answered. Ani moichalem, yasu lefana kaseida azeh, vani moichalem. That's tefillah. Tefillah on its own helps. Right? So you state in Chazal. Tshuva, Mora says, G'doylo tshuva shemakara'as k'zahar dinoy shel odom. Tshuva tears up the g'zahar din. That's tshuva on its own. Tzedakah, the Mora says later, that bezevach u'mincha eino miskaper, perhaps a korban won't help. Korban won't help. Miskaper, the Torah uvig milus chasodim. Milus chasodim helps. So each one on its own, tshuva, tzedakah, tshuva, tefillah, or tzedakah, each one has a koyach to bring forth HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rachmim. Avada, without tshuva, the avera remains. But we'll still be zecher to rachmim. We'll have to deal with averas. But there'll be rachmim on us in the coming year. Which is the meridika point of schus to us to realize. So let's start with each one separate and see, practically speaking, what we can do, what tools we have, and how to use them for our benefit to be marvelous Raya Gzeira. Let's keep in mind, we don't know what the Gzeira is. No one knows what it is. We can only hear to the roaring rhyme from last year. But we know we have a tshuva, utzvila, utzdaka, which we are guaranteed is marvelous Raya Gzeira. And as we see, each one separate, each one on its own, has the kirch to be marvelous. First, I want to tell you a chiddush from the tzlach. Merdek a chiddush from the tzlach. We know the two types of tshuva. There's tshuva meira and tshuva me'av. What tshuva do we do? Well, tshuva meira means, you know, we think about what's going to be next year. And therefore halavai, we should be scared of the lion. And we do tshuva, we want to have a good year. Tshuva me'av is already much, much higher madrega. Me'av, we feel the gvaldiga, avas Hashem, the scarvos, we want to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a very high madrega. There's a massive difference in between. Tshuva me'av turns the averas into mitzvahs. Can't get better than that. Tshuva meira is only makes it into shogeg. Avera b'shogeg still needs a kapara. You need to bring a korban. There's still a kapara. There's something to be cleared up there. Debt. Says the tzlach. If a person does tshuva meira and he turns that zdoinos into shkogos, and then he does tshuva again meira, that turns the shkogos into zachyonis. Then we do tshuva twice. Nu. Hopefully every day I say some tshuva. And it comes Erev Kippur, and Elim Kippur, and Shachris, and Musa, and Mincha, and Eilah. Hopefully every time we're doing another step of Tshuva. So we've got the Maila, according to the Tzlach, the Noida B'Yehuda, the grace of Pesach, we've got the Maila of turning even our Tshuva Meira into Zachios. to think about it. And I thought myself, and I saw after as well, that's that b'mokoyim she ba'alei tshuva oimdim ein tzaddikim gemurim chayim la'amoid. You know why? Because even the tzaddik, let's say he does a mitzvah, fine, oh, but can't be perfect. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns our averus into mitzvahs, then they're perfect. Because we're not making the mitzvahs, he's making the mitzvahs, right? He's taking the averus of the mitzvahs, like a valdik. So without tshuva, we can have mamish, Baal tshuva could be higher than the tzaddik in that way. Chazal say, Gedoy lo tshuva, shemaga'as ad kisei hakovod. Tshuva is great, it reaches till the kisei hakovod. Till the kisei hakovod. What does that mean for us? Meshim Shon Astropola, the great Mekubal, Zeh Tzadik Nevorach Hashem Yim Kibdoma, he was killed in the years of Tachtat. So he said, I'll tell you what this means. There's a Gevaldige Remes here. And he said, it's a very, very deep thing. He was a great Mekubal. And this is what he said. And he said, I can't even be Megala to you the whole depth of it. He said like this. Gedol Yitzhuva Shemagas Ad Kisei HaKovod means that we know when I have a Gematria normally, you add up the letters. So let's take, for example, the word Kisei HaKovod. So Chof is 20, and Samach is 60, and Aleph is 8, is 1, 81, etc., and He is 5, and you add up, and you add up, till you come to the sum. Then there's another type of Gematria, and that is where you add each letter, including the one before, like compound, like you go like this, Chof is Samach, Chof is 20, and Samach is 80, and then add the 1, and then you add again, every time you add another letter, you add all the letters before that. So when you come to Hey, you add up Chof Samach Hey. When you come to the Chof Samach Hey Chof. The base, Chof Samach Hey, etc. You add each one, each letter on top of the other one. Adding on top of the other one. When you do that, he said, the number comes out to 713. Kisei HaKovod is 713, which is the exact gematria of Tshuva. Gedoy lo Tshuva Shemagas at Kisei HaKovod. He said, this is a very, very deep Mekubal Degazach. I can't be moisif on that. I can't be begale more than that. Now what exactly is the point here in this? So the Mephoroshim bring this down to our level and explain that when you have steps, yeah, going up like this. Now when you go up to step one, and you go up to step two, go up to step three, I've only gone up one step. Go up to step three, I've only got one step. And yet I'm three steps up. And then I go up a fourth step, I've only gone up one step, and I'm four steps up. Each one step at a time, is built on the steps before. And that's what Chazal are trying to tell me. Gedoy lo tshuva shemagas ad kisei hakovod, make kisei hakovod add like that. Add each letter to the one before, and you're building on the one before, you've got to include it in the one before, you're including the chof in the samach, including the aleph in the samach, and including the hay in all the ones before. And that way, the tshuva that you're doing is always taking into account the steps before. That's how you have to do tshuva. Tshuva has to be done in a way that every time you do it bit by bit, step by step, stage by stage. If you try and jump to the Kisei HaKovod immediately, I'm not going to speak any Lashon Hara this year. I'm going to keep full of Shabbos. I'm going to mechaber all my shayesters. Forget it. Non-starter. It won't work. It's not going to go. It's got to go step by step. Small bites. I'm going to mechaber 2 brachas in the day. I'm going to learn 2 halachas of Chavetz Chaim. I'm going to concentrate, focus on 1 perek in Hilchos Shabbos. That way, you take a step, and built on that, you take the next step, obviously keeping the first step. When you learn the next 2 halachas, you're keeping the first 2. The next 2, you're keeping the first 4. The next 2, you're keeping the first 6. That way, you build bite by bite, bit by bit. That way, it's a type of tshuva, which is magas, ad kisei hakovod. You can reach all right to the top, only that way. And that's what Chazal are telling us, and that's the pshat of this. Kisei hakovod, it adds up, each letter on top of the other one, adds up to get to the madriga of 713, which is taka, a complete tshuva, the way it should be. Only that way can one reach tshuva. Gedoy lo tshuva shemagas ad kisei hakovod, when it's done slowly. And that's so important for us, because if you mekabel yourself taka, a small thing, and stick to it, and keep to it, that way you will be zoicha, to get as far as possible, only that way. And that's the poshuta understanding in this chazal, how to do tshuva. Now, moving on, tefillah. Tshuva, tefillah, utzdaka. Tshuva, tefillah, or tzedakah. Next, tefillah. Tefillah, davening. What special type of davening? We daven every day, three times a day or more. So we do daven. So what's wanted from us now? That type of tefillah which we're taka achieved to be ma'aveh rei agzera. So the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah daf yud ches. Gemara you're familiar with. Remeir said, Shnayim olu namita. Two people took to their beds because they were ill. V'chulion shova. They were both seriously ill, Rachman of the Sora. Similar illness. Zeh yorad, v'zeh lo yorad. One of them eventually got out of bed. The other one, unfortunately, didn't get out of bed. Why is it the one was healed and the other one not? Because he davened and he was answered. And he davened and he wasn't answered. How come? Two people together, the same hospital, next one bed next to another, same illness, same doctors, and he was healed and him not. He davened a complete tefillah and he was answered. He didn't daven a complete tefillah and he didn't answer. What does it mean a complete tefillah? Says Rashi, one word. Shleima nischavim. He had kavana. If Fred developed the kasha, what's going on here? Here's this man lying in bed. He's very ill and he can't daven a kavana. Well, who then davens for kavana, if not a person himself? Maybe if you're davening for another chayla, maybe it lacks kavana. Davening for himself, this person, Rachmana Litzlon, he hasn't got kavana. And that's what Chazal said. Lo yisbala tefillah shleima. He didn't daven for kavana, the way Rashi explains. How can a person not daven for kavana when his life's at stake? What does it mean? What does it mean? So Rabbi Eliezer Zichron Livracha said, and I'll explain it, I'll be marach on it, with a gewaldige teich from the Malbim. The Malbim says in Kapitel Kuf Zayin, where we talk about David HaMelech, Chayidu Hashem Kitoel Kirelem Chastoi, Nusach Sfat Seir, Erev Shabbos Mincha, where he talks about the Arba Tzirichim Lahoyda, there's four types of people who have to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the experiences they've been through. Holcha HaMidbar, Yorda Hayom, people have been through the desert or through the sea, having sea crossing dangerous, or Chayla, ill person who based Asurim, a person who's been in prison. And all these people, when they're saved from their predicament, from the sorrow they've been through, they have to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And David HaMelech four times uses the pasuk, but twice he changes very slightly, a slight variation to the pasuk. When he's talking about the Bamidbar Bayom, he says, Vayitzaku al Hashem, they cried out to Hashem, Batzar lohem, mimetzukeisehem yatzileim, and he saved them from their problem, from the difficulty. And when he talks about the Chayin and the Beis Asurim, he says, Vayizaku al Hashem, Batzar lohem, I think you can say the capital many, many, many times. I've not even noticed the difference. But the first time it says Vayitz Aku, and the second time it says Vayiz Aku. And the first time it says Yatzileim, and the second time it says Yoshiaim. There's a change there. From Tzaoka to Zaoka, from Matzola to Yeshua. Yeah, anybody notice that? Right. So David HaMelech did notice it, and he put it in, and so did the Malbim. And says the Malbim, the reason is because Tzaoka is greater than Zaoka. And Hatzalah is greater than Yeshua, because the sakana, the danger of the Yam and the Midbar, is greater than the danger of the Chayla and the Beis Asurim. It's greater, and therefore you need a Tzedakah, and therefore you need a Hatzalah, whereas the others are a Darga less. Why is that? So I saw one of the Poroshim say that if a person is Rachman of the son of Chayla, so we know, what do people do? They daven. And, yes, but there's a doctor somewhere else in America, and there's a new treatment which you've got to try out, and this and that. You know, think about this possibility and that possibility, and that's what, at the back of his mind. Of course, he's davening as well, but there always are other options which I might consider, and I have to consider. Apidera chateva, of course. Yeah, that's true. When a person is based on Surah, in prison, then he's hoping, hopefully he'll find a new barrister and a new lawyer and a new appeal and a new president will grant him clemency and whatever it is. But somehow there's always something which you can look forward to next stage, which perhaps will help. And that's what he's sort of thinking about. Whereas if a person is walking in the midbar and is approached by a roaring lion, there ain't what to do. It's all over. Right? What can he do now? There's only one thing to do. Rabbeinu Shalom, help! Nothing else I can do. Kol kulay is a tzaka to Rabbeinu Shalom. There's nothing else there to help him. A person's in the sea, and the sfina is holech lishaver, and there's a storm, and it's all over. Nothing he can do. He's already sent out this SOS and all his flares, and there's nothing else he can do. Then there's only one thing he can do. He turned to Rabbeinu Shalom. That's tzaka. Rabbeinu Shalom, help! Because I'm at a loss. There's nothing I can do. That's the difference. A tzaka means a totally, fully, wholehearted commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing else which can help. That's what it means, the Tefillah Shleima. That's the difference. Yes, they both davened. But one of them was thinking in his mind about, I must try this other treatment, and call this other doctor, and see what else can be done. And the Rebbeinu Shem will also help. Please help me get that done. And the other person has understood, only the Rebbeinu Shem can help. Hu levadoi b'ir refuah, like we say in davening. Hu levadoi, no one else. We have to know that means that on the whole list. In Yotz HaMoyer is there. So a person understands that. That's his Kerech HaTfilah. That's the Tfilah which helps. And that's why Chazal bring it here in Rosh Hashanah to know us as well. We don't know whatever the Gzeira is. There's a Gzeira. And the only thing that can help is Tfilah Ma'avir Esrei Gzeira. What type of Tfilah? A Tfilah to Rabbeinu Shnolem. Rabbeinu Shnolem completely in your hands. And only you can help. Nothing else. Because otherwise everyone says, right, you want to rely on him, so go and see to him first. Then when the person realizes there's nothing else to be Soymechon, no Beir Olam, that type of tefillah is what helps. I saw Mary de Kamaisa, which I've said over this year. There's a yeshiva in Israel called Ka'or Yisrael. It's going back in the early years. The mashkiach of the yeshiva Ka'or Yisrael told over this story. In the previous years, he'd been the car of a certain girl. He used to come to them often. She came to them, and therefore she was davening in the yeshiva as well, Yom HaNiroyim. Then she went and got married and moved away. Years went past, 2, 4, 6, 8. And she wasn't zeichet to have a family. And she called up for Rosh Hashanah, and she said, the place where I daven, the place where we live, I don't really feel so good here. I'd like to come back to the yeshiva for Yom Niroim. Can I come stay with you? So Nebuchadnezzar, there were only two people, husband and wife. Yes, sure, come, join us. Be with us for Rosh Hashanah. And she came for Rosh Hashanah. And in those days, the yeshiva didn't have Ezra's Noshim. There was just a mechitza down the middle. Big yeshiva, big hall, 400 bochrim, and yungalite, and they had this mechitza down the side for the ladies. And it came to the kriyas haTorah, the haftorah of Rosh Hashanah, haftorah schana. And the Valkyra was reading there, and everyone was quiet. And the Valkyra is reading out. Halkana says to Chana, Lo me sivki, why do you cry? The way Halkana is talking to Chana. And suddenly they hear this cry from the Ezra's Noshim. Filas Chana was davening. She herself was barren, and she was davening to Eli HaKohen. And they heard this cry from Ezra's Noshim. And then the cry got louder, and turned into a wail. And the chazan couldn't continue. He had to stop, because he wasn't as loud as her. And this cry went on for 7 minutes. For 7 minutes, this lady was crying, calling out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the depths of her heart. And the whole yeshiva was quiet. 400 bochrim were quiet. They couldn't continue. And the bochrim came to the mashgiach and said, is everything all right? She said, no. She's talking to her father in heaven. She's pouring out her heart, her bitter heart. Let her finish. And they waited quietly for 7 minutes until the crying subsided. And then the chazan could carry on with the haftorah. That was Tishri. That year, Tammuz, she made a bris for her first child. Because when you have a tzaoka like that, a cry of pain to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is kol kulay, nothing, Rabbeinu Shem, I've been to this hospital and that hospital and this medina and that medina, this treatment and that treatment, nothing helps. Only you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what created. Definitely breaks through Azar Zach. Rabbeinu Shem says, Azar tzaoka, tefillah shleima. A tefillah shleima always is accepted by Rabbeinu Shem, because you're not shemach on anybody else or anything else. Thus is tefillah, emes tefillah. Tshuva tefillah tzedakah. Tzedakah avada means giving charity. People need tzedakah, we need to help support them. But tzedakah is much broader and wider than that. Tzedakah also means the way a person deals with a fellow man, his midas, how he treats other people, how he's got patience for other people. That's also tzedakah. In the broader sense, and perhaps that's sometimes much more challenging and difficult for us. Because we've got money, fine, I've got spare money, I've got maisa geld, I give it the maisa geld. Oh, sometimes when we're confronted with the people who do slightly get on our nerves, whether it's at home or not at home, whatever it is, that's where the challenge lies, to be able to be shoyless and to control ourselves and act in a way that should be. Tzedakah. There was a Svadish Makubal called Rabbi Yehuda Pesaya. He was a Sefer Minchas Yehuda. And he told over how this type of challenge is important and how it helps a Yid. Night of Rosh Hashanah, he had invited a group of five people to be with him, Aniyim, Nebuchs, to come and join him. People who didn't have where to be, come and join him. The table was laid beautifully with all the crystalware and the wine and the lamps with the oil in, ready lit. And he got out to make Kiddush. And one of these poor people got up clumsily and pulled the tablecloth. And the whole candelabra with all the crystal, with all the oil inside, fell, smashed. The room went dark. So, you know, beginning of Rosh Hashanah meal, about to dip the apple in the honey, it's all about to start. And this fool goes and clumsily knocks over the old tablecloth. No, he said he was showed it on himself, controlled himself. It's Rosh Hashanah now. He said, "Don't worry, Abba Yisai. It's okay, we'll get new lights." Called his wife in, and they cleared up, set up new lights, lit up again, ready to make Kiddush. Fine. After Kiddush, his wife came in, a big tray of crystal dish with fish, all the fish for the guests. And as you can expect, there's some oil on the floor from there, and she slipped on the oil, and the whole tray of fish with the glass fell on the floor and smashed, and she was there on the floor. So he quickly got up to help his wife, and he slipped on the oil. So they were there both together sitting on the floor in the oil and the fish and the glass on Leil Rosh Hashanah, and it was a pretty sorry sight. And again, he said to himself, "No one's getting angry now. You've got to have patience. As over the Rabbani Shalom, it's a challenge." And he got up with a smile and said to the Olam, "Don't worry. We'll make things good. We're going to have a nice Yom Tesuda." And that's how they went on. And he said, that year, he was zoicha to be mechadish in Torah. And he wrote more than ever before. And he said, he was convinced it was because of that schus, of the way he handled that matzav. When it's so easy to get upset, blame this one, blame that one, blame the fish, blame the glass, blame the oil, blame the people, everything. Abi Nishmir. No, he carried on with a smile. Him and his wife didn't blame her, she didn't blame him. And they managed to take care of the matzav and turn it positive. And that, he said, was a gewaltig schus. That's stocker. Because when it comes to such a thing, you're giving of yourself in a difficult matzav, giving yourself the savlonness, the patience, the kindness, the nice word, the smile, all that when it's difficult, is a meridic tzedakah. Much harder sometimes than just giving a person some money. That's the tzedakah that we're talking about here. In the Russian army, Kyodua, in those days, in the times of the Tsar, the worst thing in the world was to be called up, drafted into the army, especially for Yid. And Nebuchadnezzar in those days, as we know, all people had all sorts of ways and means how they got it. So the Reich Yidin used to pay Sheikhad, used to pay slip a fiver, and that's how there was oicha to get out of it. But then came a time where even that didn't help, because it was such a show, they used to take the money with a big smile and then go and report them to the authorities, and then them and the fathers, whoever was, were put into prison. So this young man once came, a bocha came to the Rabbi Chana Spector, the Raski Bahag, Kovnerov, and said, "I don't know what to do. What should I do? You know, if I don't pay, then I'm going to be taken and be drafted. And if I do pay, then maybe they'll take me anywhere and they'll put me in prison. What should I do? I've got my money here, I don't know what to do. Plenty of money's not a problem, but what should I do?" Mr. Kahanan said, thought for a minute, said, "You know what?" He said, "I've got a big askan, a big macha. For him, all doors are open. He can handle anything like in all these cases. Leave me the money. Leave me the money, I'll take care of it. And you'll see, you'll get your ptur, your deferment from the army, you'll get it in the post. Don't worry. It's fine." Ah, I'm so happy. Mama, she went home. And Taka, a week later, he gets his deferment in the post. And Chayetz, he comes back to Mr. Kahana, goes back to him and said to him, "Rebbe, you know, I understand you can't be Megala, you can't reveal the name of this big Macha and this Knaka because, you know, we can't find out. But at least it's Kedai for me and my friends and my father's friends. You know, we have to know about it. Perhaps you can tell me who this is, that I can pass it on quietly to the people who need to know who this big Macha is. So you should be able to use his good services in order to save ourselves." Said Rabbi Kahanan, "Hetzu gut." Said, "I'll tell you. Tell exactly who this askin is. This askin is not only for army business. This askin is very good for many, many, many things. He helps for many things. All sorts of atzolos that Nebuch we need. And not only for Ashirim, who have got money. He helps for anybody. He can help for Aniyim as well. For Chamonis HaMashiduchim, for Chaylim. Alzos Madaf, this askin can help. I'll tell you the story. So this. You came to me a week ago on Monday. That morning," he said, "that morning, a woman came to me with her daughter, Kala, Aniyah Marudim, and she was about to get married, and they didn't have a penny to her name, and there was a danger, Chashashom, of the Shidduch breaking off. They didn't know what to do. What can I do? They need help. You came in after them, I thought, ah, you know, you're offering me money. What better, bigger schus and mitzvah can there be than to be hachnasas kala, to help this stoop to be set up? There can't be a bigger mitzvah. That is the biggest askin, the biggest macha that can be. And I took the money, and I was convinced. I knew for this mitzvah, there's no problem, you'll be saved. I can't have her. Because that's the stokas, mavis ra'agzera, zasot stoka, which is pure and used. In this case, neither of them knew who it was going to. He says, mavis, the greatest dag of stoka. Such a stoka, he says, for sure is guaranteed. You're always going to, all pironis and all tzoris and all yisurim be removed as such. This story was told over by Reuven Fein, the Tzuchayin Nevrocha, Rashiv of Torah of Das in America later, who heard it from the Bochy himself. The Bochy himself. And perhaps for Al Kulam, the greatest mice of all of the mice stoka, which always touches me greatly, is the mice of Rav Shach, Chayin Lebrocha, said over, that he heard from a youth called Herschel Kamenitzer. Herschel Kamenitzer was Lebach an Alter Bocha. Alter Bocha never got married. And one year he went to Radin. He went to Radin, Chofetz Chaim, for Yom Kippur. And he was alone, end of Mariv, he wasn't Bocha in the yeshiva, so he didn't as such have a fixed bed. He wasn't a younger man, he didn't have a home to go to. So he stayed in the Mesa Medrash. After Mariv, he stayed in the Mesa Medrash, thinking he was going to spend his night there. And he sat there, suddenly he feels a tap on his shoulder. Chofetz Chaim came and sat next to him. Chofetz Chaim started talking to him. Talking to him about his life. He went through his life, what he had been through. Chofetz Chaim was a yosem, a young yosem. And then his mother remarried. And although he had great hatsos of shiduchim, he didn't, because of shonen bais of his mother. His stepfather wanted to do a shidduch with his elder daughter. And although the Chofetz Chaim's brother was very against it, in order to help shonen bais, he did it. And he said how much he gained from it, how much he supported him, and helped him write Mishnah Berurah and all the story on Chofetz Chaim. And he went on describing all the hardships that he'd been through and talked about the good things in life. And he schmoozed him throughout the night. The Chofetz Chaim kept him company till the morning, till Erev Boker. The Heilige Chofetz Chaim, the Nacht Yom Kippur. That's how he spent his night in Yom Kippur, giving support to a Yid, a broken Yid, who was alone, helping him, making him feel good. Can there be a greater stoker than that? And that's what he did, B'leil Yom Kippur, the Chofetz Chaim. That's the type of stoker which is Ma'avir Yisra'a Gzeira. Tzuch Gevaldik. Tshuva, Utfila, Utstaka, Ma'avir Yisra'a Gzeira. Rabbein Ephraim, one of the Rishonim, Se'er Emes, Tzedek, Tzedek, Tirudoif, the man Tichyev Yorashto Esa'oretz. Tzedek, Tzedek, Istaka. Tirudoif, you should pursue it. The man Tichyev, that will guarantee us Chaim, V'yorashto. V'yorashto, he says, is Vov Tishri. V'yorashto, Yerub Avraham, Vav Tishri, and the 6 days, the beginning of Tishri, because you can't give tzedakah on Rosh Hashanah, and you can't give it on Yom Kippur, and you can't, but the other you can give, and Shabbat Shuvah you can't, but the other 6 days, if you use them properly for tzedakah in any way or form, that guarantees you v'yorashto l'man tichye. That will give us chaim. That's the Pesach that we can have for chaim. So that's the tshuva, tefillah, for tzedakah, v'shemavirin, esrei ha'gzeira. So if we know we have those, we have to somehow break through the last al-chait. What's the last al-chait? Last al-chait. Al-chait shechatonu lefanecha b'sim hoin levav. What does that mean? We come to the end. B'sim hoin levav. Everyone starts singing slachlam. Yeah? What does it mean, sim hoin levav? It means a blocked heart. Verstopped heart. That's what it means. Al-chait shechatonu lefanecha b'sim hoin levav. What are we doing with the sim hoin levav? It's a result of our avarice. We have to break through that sim hoin levav. We have to manage to attack the feel and hear the fact that there's a gzera here which we need to be ma'avir with our kirch, with our tshuva, tefillah, and stoka. The Simon Levov, the Yisroch Moshe said, somehow we have to get in touch with our feelings, with our eros. So the Yisroch Moshe, we're standing on Yom Kippur with the talis and the kittel, dressed in white. Some have got a white couple as well. And we're saying vidui. So he said, it's coming outside. It's going to come a time where we're also going to be dressed in white. Not a kittel. Another type of white clothes. And we're also going to be wrapped in a talis. We're also going to be wrapped in a talis and white clothes. And now we'll be up there, and we'll want to say vidui up there, yeah? We'll want to say vidui. Too late. Then it's too late. You can't say vidui anywhere up there. Vidui you can say down here. Once you get up there, it's all over. Then it's the day of cheshbon. Whilst we're here, down here, with the kittel and with the talis, we've got a chance to say vidui through tshuva, tefillah, utzdoka, ma'avir, nisra, agzera. Each one separately, and how much more so, all together, each one a bit. Doing tshuva step by step, bit by bit, we can reach kisei hakavod. Tefillah, a tefillah, tza'ocha mitoich halei, ve'emes a tza'ocha, to Rabbeinu Shem, to when we feel only you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, can help us. That tefillah will reach the right places and bring the right results. And tzedakah in any form, looking out for ways and means to be nice to people, to greet people, to give people a good hargosha, that's also tzedakah. Besides, for poshut the meaning of tzedakah, like we see from these maysim, that way we can marvel as ra'ag zera, be'ez Hashem b'zoicha, to shana tovu mevareches, lanu, v'lechol klal Yisrael. Amen. Amen.